Despite scorching temperature, thousands of Pakistanis took to the streets of the port city of Karachi to protest against what they say is the passive response and double standards of the international community in dealing with Bahrain.
Once again, a furious crowd at the city center. These protesters are gathered here to express their anger at what they witnessed on their TV screens, the horrifying images of brutal crackdown over peaceful pro-democracy protesters in Bahrain. And they are also denouncing the desecration of the Holy Quran by the U.S. pastor in Florida and by Saudi troops in Bahrain.
Speakers at the rally said both incidents of desecration should be condemned with the same voice. They demanded the Pakistani government to cut diplomatic ties with the governments responsible for these atrocities and openly condemn the crackdown in Bahrain.
Once again, the United Nations and OIC is turning a deaf ear to the atrocities being committed by Saudi troops in Bahrain and by Israeli forces in Gaza. Saudis are quick to invade Bahrain but could not hear the voices of Gazans who are under attack. I demand from the United Nations to take practical measures and pass resolution against Israel and stop Saudis' crimes in Bahrain.
According to the Bahrain Center for Human Rights in Manama, there have been reports of torture and injuries by those detained by Bahrain government forces. Some have even died while in custody.
Our main resolution is to condemn all the cruel governments. The Saudi governments, the Emirates government, the Pakistani governments, who are doing their activities in the favor of Americans, in the favor of Western countries, in the favor of Israelis, and they are not in the favor of their own peoples. They are not in the favor of their own nations.
As the rally reached its ending point, the message from the port city of Karachi was clear. Although our government remains quiet, we the people are standing shoulder to shoulder in solidarity with you for your legitimate rights. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.